Page Roman 8. 1. Testing. To operate a motor vehicle on highways or premises open to the public in Oregon, you must possess a valid driving privilege. This manual only addresses requirements for obtaining a Class C non-commercial driving privilege. For current information on requirements, fees, drive test scheduling, and office hours, go to OregonDMV.com. Next page. Page 1. For an original driving privilege, DMV will test your vision, driving knowledge, and driving skill. Every time you take a test, you must first pay the test fee and present proof of identity, date of birth, and current residence address. You may take tests at most DMV offices. You must pay your test fee separate from any other fees. Vision test. DMV will test your eyesight to confirm you can see well enough to drive safely. If you take the test while wearing glasses or contact lenses, your driving privilege will indicate that corrective lenses are required. There is no fee for taking the vision test. If you do not pass the vision test, DMV will give you a form to take to a licensed vision specialist. The ride is better when we roll together. Look out, slow down, give space. Drive and ride safely, the way to go. Transportation Safety, ODOT. Next page. Page 2. Knowledge Tests. Class C Knowledge Test. This manual includes all the information necessary to pass this test. The test includes questions about road signs, traffic laws, and other information a driver needs to know. It has 35 multiple-choice questions. You must answer 28 questions correctly to receive a passing score. For current fees, go to www.oregon.gov/odot/dmv/pages/fees/driver.aspx. You have options to take the knowledge test. Online, go to dmv2u.oregon.gov at any time, or at a DMV office, either standby service or with an appointment. Guidelines for taking a knowledge test in a DMV office. Only those being tested and authorized translators are allowed in the testing area. Knowledge tests are given on a touchscreen monitor. The test is available in several languages, with or without audio assistance. You may bring your own earbuds or headphones for the test. You cannot use a DMV manual, electronic devices, or any notes to help you answer test questions. With permission, you may use a paper foreign language translation dictionary. If it is determined that you are cheating, you will fail your test. You will not be allowed to test again for 90 days. The following is considered cheating: talking, writing or note-taking, cell phone use, operation of any electronic devices, or allowing someone else to take a test for you. If you fail a knowledge test, you may test again the same day, depending on the DMV office testing resource availability. If you require a special accommodation to take a knowledge test, please contact your local office. Next page. Page 3. Guidelines for taking a knowledge test online. You must use a desktop or laptop computer with a keyboard, mouse, and webcam. You cannot use a touchscreen device like mobile phones or tablets. Using a webcam, a clear photo of you will be taken at the start of the test. Random photos of you will be taken during the test to confirm your identity. If under 18 years of age, a proctor over 21 years of age must supervise the test. A proctor can only supervise two tests in a 24-hour period. You cannot use a DMV manual, other electronic devices, or any notes to help you answer test questions. The test is available in several languages, with or without audio help. If you fail a knowledge test, you may test two times in a 24-hour period. You may take the test online four times total. After four attempts, you must test at a DMV office. Drive test. During the drive, behind the wheel test, you will demonstrate your driving skills and knowledge of traffic rules, highway signs, and signals. The test includes turning, backing up, parking, lane changes, speed control, signaling, vehicle control, and general driving ability. The examiner will sit in the front seat and give you directions. After the test, the examiner will discuss the results with you. DMV may waive the drive test if you are a new resident surrendering an out-of-state license that is valid or expired less than 1 year. DMV receives proof you completed an ODOT-approved driver education course within the past 2 years. Next page. Page 4. Drive tests are conducted by appointment only. DMV requires you to bring a passenger vehicle with current registration and valid proof of insurance. You must show valid proof of insurance for your vehicle before the drive test, or you will have to reschedule the test. For current fees, go to www.oregon.gov/ODOT/DMV/pages/fees/driver.aspx. Rules and guidelines for drive tests. Only you and the examiner are allowed in the vehicle during a drive test. Translators, family, friends, or pets are not allowed. Remove weapons from your vehicle before taking a drive test. Turn off any electronic devices in your vehicle, including the radio and your cell phone. Remove objects from the dashboard and rearview mirror. If you fail the drive test, you must wait until the next business day before retaking the test. Test vehicle. The examiner will determine if the vehicle being used has the equipment required for the test. If your vehicle does not pass the equipment check, you will have to reschedule the drive test. Vehicle equipment that must be in working order for the test includes: the vehicle starts under its own power, turn signals, front and back, brake lights, horn, passenger doors open and close with handle from inside and outside, proper, secure, and reasonably clean passenger seat, seat belts, tires are not bald or damaged, muffler has no excessive leaks or unreasonable noise. Next page. Page 5. Display valid registration. Side view or rear view mirrors. Nothing may obstruct the driver's or examiner's view to the front, side, or rear of the vehicle. If weather conditions require, your vehicle must have traction tires or chains, windshield wipers, headlights, taillights, and a window defroster. Test appointments. If you need to take a drive test, you may go to dmv2u.oregon.gov to schedule an appointment or call 503-945-5000. It's a good idea to schedule a minimum of 3 weeks in advance of the date you want to take your test. You may also take a drive test through a certified third-party drive tester. Third-party testers can often schedule tests more quickly and at times or on days not available at DMV. Testing costs may be greater when using a third-party tester, however. Please visit oregon.gov/ODOT/DMV/pages/driver ID /classctestingbusiness.aspx for more information. You must have held a permit for at least 6 months if you are under 18 years of age and applying for a driver license. Next page.